Look out over Lake Montgomery and you'll see a lush carpet of green vegetation just in time for spring. There's only one problem. It's not supposed to look that way. What you'd see carpeting Lake Montgomery or Caddo Lake or Toledo Bend or about two dozen other lakes in Texas is an invasive plant species from South America called Salvinia.
It looks like a root, but it's a modified leaf that, once it's wet, will actually adhere to the side of a boat or a boat trailer. Even the engine, some places, even the holes in the engine.
That's John Finn Dyson, an aquatic invasive species expert. He leads the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Brooklyn Aquatic Habitat Enhancement Team. He says the plant, in whole, in pieces, or even just the spores, can stick to boats, trailers, docks, oars, decoys, or anything else that touches the water. There it waits to be rehydrated, and that's how it spread from lake to lake across Texas. Five lakes, mainly in the Piney Woods region of East Texas near Tyler, are the current hot zone for growth. Finn Dyson says Caddo Lake and Toledo Bend lead the set of lakes seeing major infestations since just September. To combat the spread, Parks and Wildlife is asking boaters, hunters, and fishers to thoroughly clean, drain, and dry boats or equipment that touches the water.
Clean those trailers and clean everything off. Leave that Salvinia there, either in the parking lot to where it'll dry out and die, or you can put it in a trash can.
For its part, the TPWD has recruited a species of Salvinia weevil that feeds exclusively on the plant. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.